Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. Stay up to date by following Devin on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or downloading wherever you listen to podcasts. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Devin Nunes, welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast with Dan Kiss, Dan the Oil Man. He is secluded somewhere in the mountains of somewhere, undisclosed location that I'm not available or willing to actually compromise Dan's safety, because Dan is a target of the Socialist Democrats because he's always speaking the truth about the energy issues. Dan, this is going to be a quick segment for those of you. We always cover different things on this podcast. We've done beer making to all sorts of fun activities. But Dan, we're going to talk about cement because you're doing a lot of research on China, and it's a little out of your normal realm of the energy issues. But you were sharing this issue of concrete cement, and you brought up this amazing stat to me. And why don't you talk to the listeners about what you found about the Chi-Coms and cement?
Yeah, thanks, Congressman. It did. I mean, it bowled me over. Sometimes you read things and you double take and you triple take and you say that can't be true. And then you find out it is. And this is actually from the Washington Post, so it must be believed, right?
Okay, we're going to disclaimer right there. Likely this is not true, but go ahead, because we'll talk about this. We'll let our listeners and the audience go out and fact check it, see if they can prove it to be true. And if something changes, you get new information. But because of the Washington Post, a warning, this is very suspect. But go ahead.
All right. As we know, cement is the building block for civilization, modern civilization. All of our roads, our airports, our infrastructure of all kinds, our cities are built with cement. And in my research about China, I was looking at their energy minerals and how they dominate the world, and how if we move towards more green energy, we're going to be dependent upon them for all of our minerals and thus our energy. I came across this article from a 2015 Washington Post that pointed out that the Chinese had used more cement in 3 years under President Obama and Vice President Biden than the United States had used in the entire 20th century.
You're sure about this? That's an amazing stat. It's almost hard to believe that can be true. So you're talking about 2009, 10, and 11.
11, 12, and 13, I believe.
11, 12, and 13, reported in the Washington Post in 15. More cement in those 3 years poured in China than the entire 20th century.
For the United States. That's right. They built more infrastructure in 3 years under Obama Biden than the United States did in the entire 20th century. That means starting at a time when we didn't have cars and therefore we didn't have roads to the time that we had Y2K. We fought World War II and built all of the plants and things that made us the arsenal democracy. We built the world's greatest economy. We built these enormous cities full of cement. We built our airport system, you know, which at one time was the best in the world. We built all of it, yet the Chinese did in 3 years as much cement laying as we did in the entire 20th century.
That's an incredible stat. And like I said, if true, we're going to continue to check on it. But now the Chinese, number one, have a lot of cement to be poured. I don't go to China any longer, but I've spent quite a bit of time there. So I am very familiar. I mean, it's very, when I first went to China, I mean, it was 90% of the people were living in dirt and huts and everything else. And then, you know, now, of course, they've built these huge monster cities. But that is just it's a hard stat to believe, Dan. But I will say this. So, you know, this is me being a good American of Portuguese descent. We love cement here. So you know, I grew up on, as most everybody knows, on a farm, and, you know, we used to pour cement everywhere. So it was always good especially for the dairy farm that I grew up on. We were always pouring cement. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to pour cement here at my house. I'm going to pour some additional cement. So if you ever see a Portuguese American house, you will know it, because there'll be lots of concrete, lots of rock, and of course, we'll always have a statue of Our Lady of Fatima in the front.
As you should.
So the only thing I don't like is I don't like the rock. I have the statue of Lady of Fatima, but I'm going to tell you this, Dan, because I'm not going to disclose your location where you're at. I do know where you're at. I have been out there, and I'm a little disappointed in you because you know if the Chinese are pouring cement, I'm your friend. I'm pouring cement. I was out at your location before. You've got a lot of mud out there. You've got an old driveway. I mean, people can tell with that stone that's in the background there. I mean, your house was built like 300 years ago, probably during the Revolutionary War. So why are you not following the Chinese and me and pouring some cement out there?
Well, Congressman, I got to tell you, had I followed your lead, I wouldn't be buried in mud right now because I'd have been using cement or what little, you know, I could get my hands on since the Chinese are using all the world's cement, burning all the world's coal and, you know, they got to do all that stuff so they can build big solar panel plants. And those factories are big. And the windmill plants and all the rest of the stuff and ship them to the United States using burning half the world's coal. So I wish I'd have followed your suggestion and put in some cement because I'm frankly up past my ankles in mud right now.
Dan Kish in hiding has fled the swamp. You've been in hiding for a year. Dan, you probably couldn't even get back into D.C. right now with the fencing and the razor wire and the National Guard that's there. But we're going to have to work on your getting some more cement there. If you're going to be prepared, you're going to have to pour some cement, the Chinese or not. So. Well, Dan, thanks a lot for being a good sport. This is an interesting topic, and if we get more information on it, I'd like to bring it to our audience.
Good deal.
Devin Nunes, thanks for listening.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Rumble.com to watch the podcast. Or download wherever you listen to podcasts.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
Wind whips the dust up and rain's pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter.
Try by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. We're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith.
I'm paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.